More football talk on a Thursday. Brady Neal, our usual weekly guest, head coach Alden Conger, Glenville Evans Football joins us. And Brady, how's it going today?
It is a rainy day today.
You guys still have practice this afternoon?
We are going to go out there and give it our best shot.
Hey, football was meant to be played in any kind of weather condition, right?
It is, and you know what? It's still football at the end of the day, so
that's
rain
right.
Or shine.
Brady, let's recap a last week's game. It was at Glenville. It was Glenville Emmons celebrating their homecoming, and you mentioned once a year Glenville Emmons hosts a game, and that's where the game was on Saturday. 43-8 win for Mare Lutheran. Give us a recap, especially of the first quarter. Mare Lutheran was up 28-0 after one quarter, and we talked about this last week. This Crusaders team, they're pretty good.
Yeah, they, I think within the first three plays, they had three touchdowns. And, I mean, that's why they're ranked, and that's why they're considered one of the best teams in the class. And we found that out. And, you know, once they kind of took some of their starters out, which their coach was pretty good about giving other guys a shot for their team, and it became more of a competitive game. And obviously they still scored a few touchdowns on us, but it gave our team a huge chance to just get some other things going and get some more experience again. And, you know, we scored the second half on a pretty good ball, and we had some momentum at the end, and unfortunately, you know, at the end of the game, and but, you know, it gave us a little sense of we can score and we can build on that, and hopefully we keep that rolling this week and the next 2 weeks after that.
Yeah, let's talk about the one touchdown pass in the fourth quarter. Mattson hooking up to Lynn for a 77-yard touchdown reception. Mattson also had a two-point conversion that he ran in to give your team 8 points. Talk about the 77-yard touchdown pass. That must have been exciting.
It was exciting, and, I mean, it's one of those things that every week we look for those things, and, you know, it kind of happened where he didn't necessarily mean to throw to Jaden there. He meant to throw to somebody else, but Jaden was in the right spot at the right time and kind of stole it from him. And he made a couple cuts and was off to the races and scored. And then extra point, because it was running time at that time, it took about 3 minutes off the clock. A few good attempts that got redone or called off because of some offsides, but eventually it got to the point where it was the two-point conversion from the about 5-inch line, and Landon decided, you know what, I'm just going to take it in, and that was the 100% the right call. And but I mean, the touchdown pass was, like I said, what we've been looking for all year, and it got set up perfectly, and he took advantage of it.
43-8 again, the final. Mare Lutheran with the victory over Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. And Brady, talk about how cool of experience it is, especially for the football players from Glenville Emmons, because most of the home games are played in Alden. But you mentioned this last week, once a season, you make your way over to Glenville for a home football game. The guys that are in that school district must love playing in the same town as their high school.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, their parents are the same way with some of them, where they had their homecoming in Glenville, and it's just kind of keeping their tradition alive. And along with their community, too, there was a lot of Glenville community members that, you know, normally may not make it to Alden, and they were at the game as well. And being in Glenville, and there's only one game, we had a couple little technical issues with the scoreboard, and, you know, being homecoming and only having one game, it isn't always perfect, but it was a nice nice time for them. And, again, you know, you don't always get an opportunity to have two homecomings and two exciting games that you're, you know, a little bit more pumped up for.
Now, Brady, let's talk about the opponent tomorrow night. First of all, are you leaving, like, at 8 in the morning to get to Lester Prairie?
we're leaving, like, not long after school.
Long drive.
It's going to be a long drive.
Yeah, long drive up to Lester Prairie tomorrow to take on the Bulldogs, who are 3-2 on the season. Two losses. One came to a top-ranked team in Class A, or Class AA, I think now, Blooming Prairie. What do you know about Lester Prairie? Looking at their scores, another good team that you're going to have to match up with tomorrow.
Yep, another good team and another tough competition for us. And we've had a couple more injuries this week, but, I mean, we've got guys that are stepping up this week, and they have stepped up, and we are down on numbers. Which, you know, we kind of have been all year, but they, like I said, they're stepping up, and Lester Prairie is going to be, they like to run a lot, but they also can throw the ball pretty well, and they, again, have some big kids, and I don't think they're as good as Mayer, but again, it's going to be a tough game, and we just need to stick with our gut and find some little things that are working, and take advantage of those things and score as many points as we can and limit to them as many points as we can, and get out of there with healthy bodies and get prepared for the next 2 weeks.
Head coach of Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, talking football on a Thursday with Brady Neal. Again, 43-8 loss to Mayer Lutheran last week. On the road at Lester Prairie tomorrow night at 7. Lester Prairie 3-2. The night set at 0-5. And Brady, like always, thank you so much for the time. Good luck tomorrow, and have you a safe trip up to Lester Prairie.
Thank you. Appreciate it.